We celebrate Palm Sunday. It's the day that we remember and celebrate the day Jesus entered into Jerusalem as Savior and King. Jesus rode a donkey into Jerusalem, and a large crowd gathered and laid palms and their clothes across the road, giving Jesus royal treatment. And they sang, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." If we remember in the beginning when Jesus was born, the angels sang, when the shepherd was in the field, they sang, "Hosanna in the highest," declaring his birth unto the earth. Hosanna in the highest. Let that song be in our hearts today and throughout the week. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father, for this beautiful day that you created, Father, even from the foundation of the world. Let our heart come before you with thanksgiving, Father, and giving you glory and honor and praise, for you deserve it, for you are the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Father, I am so grateful to stand before your people this morning. And I ask that my words be your words, O God, being directed and orchestrated by the Holy Spirit. Father God, I just thank you. Thank you for the opportunity of life you have given me and to your people. As your word says, I will walk before your people as I come into your temple and go out of your temple. Father, let my testimony always be before you in bringing glory to your precious name. That I may do nothing, nothing out of myself. But I surrender myself to you this morning, O God. I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Matthew chapter 21, verse 1 through 11, it says, "Now when they drew near Jerusalem and came to Bethphage at the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, 'Go into the village opposite of you. Immediately you will find a donkey tied, a colt with her. Loose them and bring them to me.'" And verse 3, "And if anyone says anything to you, you should say, 'The Lord has need of it.' And immediately he will send them. All this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, 'Tell the daughters of Zion, behold, your king is coming, lowly and sitting on a donkey, a colt, a foal of a donkey.' So the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them. And they brought the donkey and the colt and laid their clothes on them and set him on it. And the very great multitude spread their clothes on the road and other cut branches, palm branches, from the trees and spread it on the road. And the Bible says that the multitude who went before them and followed and cried, 'Hosanna, Hosanna, the Son of David, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.'" You see, that was first Jesus' step towards his death. Jesus, as we celebrate the beginning of the entering into Jerusalem, he was taking his first step towards that cross for all humanity. As we celebrate Holy Week, which begins today and goes throughout the week to Friday, I want to bring you to the story as things unfold during the week. And the Word of God tells us that the people cut down palm branches and waved them in the air and laid it on the ground before Jesus as he rode into Jerusalem. Palms represents goodness, victory. It's a symbol of the finished victory which Jesus soon will fulfill for each one of us. The victory over death. The Bible says, "Oh death, where is your victory? Oh Hades, where is your sting?" The sting of death is sin. The strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gave us the victory through his son, Jesus Christ. Jesus says to Martha. Well, Martha said to him, if you only was here, my brother wouldn't die. He's speaking of Lazarus. And Jesus responded to Martha and said, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he dies, he shall live forever. Hallelujah. The Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ, entered. Some translations say he descended from the Mount of Olives into Jerusalem. The Prince of Peace, who sat on that donkey. The donkey represents peace in the Old Testament. The donkey represents peace. And the Prince of Peace was entering into the city. And many people, I can imagine the crowd. It was overcrowded in the city. They began to sing, Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. The Prince of Peace that was spoken in Zechariah 9, verse 9. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Israel. Behold, your king is coming. He is just and having salvation, lowly riding on a donkey, a colt, a foal of a donkey. And the people shouted out, Hosanna, Hosanna. And they hailed him, they hailed Christ as the king. Hosanna, Hosanna. The words mean save now, O Lord. Save now. In their hearts, they were waiting for an earthly king. But God had other plans. He was bringing salvation to humanity. And all those who trust in him, all those who trust in him will be saved. Salvation only comes through Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ alone. He is the only one who conquered death. He is the one who's risen for us. Only Jesus. He said, I am the great shepherd. I am the great shepherd. He came for his sheep. And we are all sheep before the Lord. And the Bible says in Romans 10:9, if we confess our mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. He doesn't require anything from us but surrender our hearts to him. That's the only requirement to enter the kingdom of God. To enter the kingdom of God. We don't have to do Hail Marys. Read the rosaries. We don't have to go hum in some temple. I don't think humming is going to get you into heaven. Oh, we have to receive Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. He made a way where there was no way. In the Gospel of John, it reads, and Jesus says, no one took my life from me. I love that scripture. Hallelujah. I share that with the Jehovah's Witness all the time. No one takes my life from me, but I lay my life for my sheep. Hallelujah. And the lady says to me, where is that scripture? It's in the Bible. He is the only way to salvation. He is the truth and the life. The world cannot offer anything to us. And sometimes we look at the world, and I never try to judge the world because the world is doing what it's supposed to do. True. They don't know no better. They denied the Christ. They denied the God who created the heavens and the earth. And Romans, in the book of Romans says that creation testify who he is. But the Bible says that men's foolishness in their heart denies the very truth they set before them. And the Bible says that he gives them over to their basic mind, to their sinful way. And many of us have been walking, we walked in that. On my own personal lives. And I know if I went around and asked people to share testimony, their lives within that place. Yes, but God protected us all them years. Today I want to ask you in a holy week to reflect on him. To reflect in your own personal lives and go back where you were and where you are today. How much he loves you. That even as the song said, I will pursue you. He pursues us. Even when we deny him. He pursues us. Even when we don't say, I don't believe. He chases us down. This week, reflect on him as he entered into Jerusalem. The Prince of Peace coming. And they held him king. Hallelujah. Let us turn to Luke 19. Verses 37. Luke 19, verse 37. In Luke 19, verse 37, it says, as he was now drawing near and descending from the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice. And all the mighty works they have seen. All the mighty works they have seen. You see, before he entered the city, he raised Lazarus from the dead. And there was many witness. There was many witness. Before that, he opened the eyes of the two blind men on the side of the road who cried out, Son of David, have mercy on me. And he said, what shall I do for you? They said, open our eyes that we may see. Open our eyes that we may see. And I pray that our eyes be open, the eyes of our understanding of our hearts be open this week. That we may say, we can see, but we're still blind. When we don't see the glory of God and receive him as our personal Savior. Lord, open my eyes that I may see. The Bible said he healed the blind. He opened the ears of the deaf. He loosened the tongue of the mute. He healed the lame. And all these people gathered in Jerusalem that were eyewitness of who he was or who he claimed to be in all his glory. Hallelujah. They saw his mighty works. And they began to sing, blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. You know, that's a psalm sung why the people was entering to Jerusalem in the days of the feast. They sang that song coming to the city. Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. That's like us leaving our house in the morning, singing that song. Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord as we come to church. Amen. Hallelujah. That should be our songs. Amen. We should sing that song all week this week. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. In verse 39, it says, some of the disciples called to him from the crowd. Some of the Pharisees called to him from the crowd. The Pharisees was present. The scribes was present. The religious leaders was present there. And they call out to him, Teacher, rebuke your disciples. Rebuke them. But he answered and said to them, I tell you that if these should keep silent, even the stones will cry out. Hallelujah. Even the stones will cry out and worship the God. You know, creation worships the God. You know, creation has an anticipation of God's coming. Creation awaits for his coming because creation fell into sin. Well, man fell into sin in Genesis. This is not the way it's supposed to be. But when man fell into sin, even affect the creation of the world. That's why creation cries out for his coming. When I hear the birds singing in the morning, I say to my wife, the birds are praising the Lord this morning. Yes. Hallelujah. Creation is crying out, come, Lord Jesus, come. Come, come, Lord Jesus. Now, as he draw near in verse 41, he saw the city and wept over it. That is the smallest scripture in the Bible. He wept. He wept. He wept over the people. He wept over Jerusalem because he understood that they was going to reject them. The Messiah, the King of Kings, entered the city knowing in his heart that the people will turn away from him. By Thursday, he will be in a trial. By Thursday, he will be in a trial. He wept over his people because he knew they was going to reject him. And today in the world, when we share the gospel, I hear people say, I am good. When I was taking a class one time in Bosie's, and I was on fire for the Lord, and I was a young Christian, and that's why my heart rejoiced when I look at Jeremy. He's on fire for the Lord. He's a young Christian. And I was taking this class. At the end of the class, I brought Bibles for everyone in the class. And I signed them, and I gave each one a scripture. And I began to hand them out. Hand them out. And there was a young man there. He was a little wild. And they used to kind of brush him away because to them he was a little off. You know, he was wild, always speaking in filthy mouth. And the rest of the class kind of shined. But you know what? When I went to him with the Bible, he couldn't thank me enough that that young man received the gospel. He was so joyful and thanked me and said, thank you for the Bible. When I gave it to this gentleman and his son, and his son was going to receive the Bible, and the father intervened and said, no. We're good. I'm good. I don't need that. The only student that rejected Jesus Christ. But I was so saddened that the father made that choice for his son. Because his son reached out for the Bible. And that really broke my heart. Because he's making decision for his son. That later in life, that decision will cost them. What happened here this morning is the dedication of this child, Gideon. We dedicate him to the Lord. To receive Jesus Christ as his personal Savior. As he's grow up in his life. And we have a responsibility as the body of Christ to nourish him with the word of God, to pray for their parents, to care for them, to be in prayer for them. When they go through difficult time, to be there for them. That's the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You see the same crowd that cried out, Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. It's the same crowd later in the week will cry out, crucify him, crucify him. As he wept over the city, in verse 42, if you had known, even especially in this day, these things that make for your peace, but now it's hitting in your eyes. He said, I am the Prince of Peace, had entered into Jerusalem for my people. This day, it will be hidden from your eyes. And he prophesied, he said that for days will come upon you and your enemies will build an embankment around you, surrender you, and close you in on every side, and level you and your children to the ground, that they will leave in you one stone upon another, because you did not know the time of your visitation. See, the time of our visitation comes. And each one had experienced that when we received Christ as our personal Savior, that was the time of our visitation. And sometimes the time of visitation comes as that young man received the Bible, but the other rejected it. He rejected the time of his visitation, the time to know this King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the one who created the heavens and the earth. He rejected it. In 70 AD, the temple of Jerusalem was destroyed by the Romans. But Jesus spoke that same week as he entered into Jerusalem. Josephus, a historian, writes about that history in that time. You see, know that Jesus brought peace to heaven. And we learned his word yesterday in the men's Bible study. He brought peace to heaven, reconciling us to the Father. Reconciliation to God and humanity. So they did not recognize their time of visitation. They did not recognize the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, because they expect a king, an earthly king. But Jesus wants to be their king. And Jesus wants to be your king today. Over your life. In my life. In the Gospel of John, chapter 19, and verse 14, it begins. Now it was the preparation day of the Passover. And about the sixth hour, he said to the Jews, behold your king. Behold your king. That was Pontius Pilate. In verse 15, but they cry out, away with him, away with him, crucify him. Pilate said to them, should I crucify your king? And the chief priests answered, we have no king but Caesar. Then he was delivered him up to be crucified. So he took Jesus and led him away. He was bearing his cross. He went out to a place called the Skull, which is called in Hebrew, Golgotha, where they crucify him and two others with him, one on either side and Jesus in the middle. Verse 19, now Pilate wrote the title and put it upon the cross. The writing was, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. The crowd who sang Hosanna, Hosanna early in the week is the same crowd who said, crucify him, crucify him. We have no king but Caesar. And there was two thieves, one nailed to his right and one to his left. And one said, if you are the God, if you are the Christ, save us. And arrogance and unbelief. But the other said to him, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. This salvation is not earned. We cannot earn it. This salvation is a free gift of God to all humanity. And Jesus responded to him, today you will be in paradise with me. Today you will be in paradise. There's some who teach us that you have to be baptized to be saved. And I always take them to that scripture. Did Jesus came down off the cross and baptize him? No, he said, today you will be saved. Today you will be in paradise with me. And Jesus is saying that today to each one of us. Paradise. Hallelujah. I can't wait. Hallelujah. I was almost there. And that's the truth. Those who do not know me, about 7 months ago, I had a brain aneurysm, a bleeding brain aneurysm. And I will rush to Albany Medical. And I stand here before you today because of Him who saves, who heals, who delivers. I stand as a witness to you today. Hallelujah. That's my testimony. And I need to share that because the Bible said they will know us by testimony. Amen. He brought me from darkness into his marvelous light. Amen. And sometimes we try to explain that visitation with people around us. Amen. And it's so hard because it's an experience that only you can experience. Amen. Only you as an individual can experience that visitation of Christ. That comes in your heart and changes your life forever. Only you can experience. Paul says that he visited heaven. And he cannot put it in words. He cannot even utter the words to share with those around him what it was like. So sometimes when we have that visitation in our personal lives, when Christ comes, we can't even utter the words how we experience that great gift of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. This week, as we go this holy week, let us choose to worship our Lord. Amen. Let us choose to worship our King. Let us sing that song in the morning as we go out. Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Let us thank him for the gift of his sacrifice, the celebration of the power of the resurrection, and the new life found in him and him alone. Let us celebrate this week, this holy week. Paul says that I may know him in the power of his resurrection. And those who are born again experience the power of his resurrection. The new life that we find in Christ alone. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 15. It reads, thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know he's coming back. Amen. And we stand before him with anticipation. Amen. With anticipation. There's anticipation in my heart of the coming of Christ. Amen. There's an anticipation as we wait, even as creation waits for his return. Amen. Crying out. Holy, holy. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And Revelation 19. After these things, I heard a loud voice, a great multitude in heaven, saying, Hallelujah, salvation and glory and honor and power belongs to the Lord our God. For true and righteousness are his judgment, because he has judged the great harlot who corrupted the earth for her fornication. He has avenged on her the blood of his servants shed by her. Again they said, Hallelujah! Her smoke rises up forever and ever. And the 24 elders and the four living creatures fell down and worshiped God who sat on the throne, saying, Amen, Hallelujah. Then the voice came, the praise of our God, all you, his servant, and those who fear him, both small and great. And I heard, and it was the voice of a great multitude, as the sound of many waters and the sound of many thunder, saying, Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigns. Let us be glad and rejoice and give him glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife made herself ready. And to her who was granted an arrayed in fine linen, clean and bright, fine linen and righteous in acts of the saints. He said to me, Right blessed are those who are called to the marriage feast of the Lamb. He said, These are the true saying of God. And I fell on my feet and worshiped him. But he said to me, See that you don't do that, for I'm a fellow believer, servant of your brethren who have testimony of Jesus. Worship God. For the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Now I saw open, and behold, a white horse. And he who sat on him was called faithful and true and righteous. He judges and makes war. His eyes were like flame of fire. His head was a crown. And he had name written that no one knew except he was clothed in a robe dripping with blood. His name is called the Word of God. And the armies of heaven, clothed in fine linen, follow him on the white horse. Now out of his mouth goes sharp sword, and he shall strike the nation. And he himself will rule with a rod of iron. He himself treads in the winepress, fierceness and wrath of mighty God. And he has his robe on the thigh was written, King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. Those in the white robes are the ones who believe in Christ. Those in the white robes are the one, the believer. That's us. We will be like fine linen, the bride. The church is the bride of God. And that day we will come in all his glory and all his splendor. And a white horse written, Lord of Lords and King of Kings. And the whole world will see him that day. Hallelujah. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. This morning I want to take time out. To those who has not received Jesus Christ. To those who have not had that visitation of Christ in their lives. To receive Christ as your personal Savior. That God has a place for you in heaven. To come to the marriage lamb. He has set a table for us. Hallelujah. And I will ask, just seated in your chair, if you want this visitation, if you want this Christ, that the people said, Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed is he who come in the name of the Lord. Raise your hand. Because I'm giving you the opportunity when I pass out those Bibles. And the young man received it with joy, and everybody in the class received it with joy except that one man who said, I'm good. This is a free gift of God. Free gift. A free gift. A free gift for God, for you. That he nailed his son upon that cross. Friday. And shed his blood. And the Bible says he took the sins of the world upon him. Being sinless. The Lamb of God. Who takes the sin of the world. John the Baptist spoke those words. John the Baptist spoke those words. He pointed to him and said, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. If we're good, we're good. Praise the Lord. This is a free gift to you. Let us close in prayer. You want to receive Jesus as your personal Savior? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bob, can you just lay hands on our sister there? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that you are the Lamb of the world. Who takes away the sin. Father, I just lift up Yvonne to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, as she says she wants to return to you, Father God. Let this day be the day of her visitation, Father, like never before in her life, that her eyes will be open to who you are, that she will receive you as her personal Savior. And as your word says in Romans, that she will confess with her mouth and believe in her heart that Jesus Christ is Lord, and she shall be saved. Hallelujah. Anyone else? Hallelujah. Before we close. Hallelujah. 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 It's an opportunity. Hallelujah. Let us close. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for your word. I thank you for your word that speaks life to each humanity, each human being, Father. I pray in the name of Jesus that you just anoint each one of your people, Father God, as we go out this week. And we too will sing, Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Let that song be our song this week and throughout the year, Lord God. For you are blessed and you are truth. You are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, that we expect with expectation of your coming, Lord God, even as creation cries out for you. We thank you, Father. I ask a blessing upon your people. Anoint them, guide them, be the light unto their steps, O God, as they walk out into this world. That we will be the true light of the gospel of Jesus Christ in the dark places, Lord. For your word says that you came to bring light in the dark places. But man loved darkness. The Gospel of John, chapter 1. But he says, grace for grace. We are saved through the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's a free gift. It's a free gift. You can always receive them. It's a free gift. Father, we thank you and we glorify you. Bless this time together. Your word says that you bless us going out. And you bless us coming in. Bless your people. All the blessings, Father. In Jesus Christ's name, amen and amen. Give him a hand clap. Hallelujah. He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.